All right. Sunday night, as we record, the venue, Suncorp Stadium, could be Townsville. High 20s it's going to be. This is what Sydney is used to, actually. Grand final day, or grand final night, 6:30 start Brisbane time. So sun won't have gone down for too long. So it's going to be warm. This is what I'm saying to you. Penrith $1.68, South Sydney $2.25. Now, Joel, do you actually have a good feel for this game? I know you're all in on Penrith. You've been that way. Yeah. But I really struggle to get my head around how this is going to go. I was very confident about South putting a score on last week and the other game being tight and low scoring. Yeah. I was so confident.
No, if I'm honest, I was super confident last week, more so than this week.
Yeah.
The positives for Penrith are this. I look back the history of the game and the champion playmakers, they all win comps and they'll never get a better chance. And I think about this, I think, well, why? They didn't win it last year, but they flashed home in the second half. Maybe the occasion got to them and they didn't have this X factor in Matt Burton. He's in the side. So there's some of the positives. The negatives, you know, Wayne Bennett I'm scared of. I'm scared of Cody Walker having a day out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of the fact they're a bit battered and bruised.
That to me is the factor, Sean, is that they've shown you in the last 3 weeks they have steel that perhaps they didn't, or 2 weeks, they've got steel that they mightn't have had last year. And that's what scarring does. And that's what a little bit of experience does. But it was hot last week in Brisbane. It's going to be hot again. And they had to go the distance. That was a bruising encounter against Melbourne. And that's my fear if I'm on Penrith is, are they going to be able to go the distance?
The bruising factor and the heat doesn't worry me. It's more the actual injuries. The other thing is, Sean, I mentioned this last week. In games Nathan Cleary has played, which is over 20 now, including for New South Wales, the teams he plays in averages conceding less than 8 points a game. Yeah. And it's not his tackling. It's where he's putting the ball with the kicks and how he marshals the troops around. So for that makes me very confident. I think the Panthers, but...
Yeah, I haven't got a strong view yet. Now, we opened this game at -4.5, Penrith. South got back straight away.
Yeah.
So I think we had 3.5 on the screen. It might be 2.5 now. Odd number. Doesn't really mean much. But they're out to $1.68. South with a tick over 2/3 of the money. So all the early public support is with the Bunnies. And I think they'll continue to firm.
Is that a price thing?
No, I think it's just a South Sydney thing.
Could it also be a pure number of fans thing? Does that play a part?
Yeah. And there's a lot of factors that can come into the public weight of money and their opinion. You've got Wayne Bennett factor is a huge one.
Yeah.
Benji, fairy tale, Reynolds last game. People get sucked into that stuff. I'd expect them to keep getting backed and probably keep firming. And then I think Penrith might get backed late. I think I wouldn't have a bet right now, but I reckon by kickoff, I can probably see myself being on Penrith if they get out to a big enough price, which early weight of money suggesting they will.
What were you saying about 2/3 of the money on South?
2/3 on Bunnies head-to-head.
Right.
Line split right down the middle.
Yep.
Both coin and bet count. So they can't really find an angle there. And the new Clive Churchill book that we've opened, we've had it up all year, but we've opened a new one just for the grand final. Cleary, 45% of the money is on him alone, and he's short.
He's at quarterback prices, isn't he?
Almost.
Just about.
$4.
Yeah. Well, hey, that was another thing we talked you into, hopefully. Cleary last week at $9. That's we said it's fat. It's value. And let's, in fact, have a look at the Clive Churchill medal winner. And here's the sum that we've picked out. Well, these are the top six.
There's not $41 about Yo anymore that we picked, is there?
No. Or Cam Murray.
Yeah.
How quickly they went in. Now, I have a theory, and I don't have any justification for this, but I do believe finals form does count in Clive Churchill betting, and that those Australian selectors who we know they love the way Murray and Yo plays. I said Murray last week, but Yo as well. Murray's had a barnstorming finals. Yo is typically good. So I think there's a bit of currency there coming into the game. Damien Cook was superb last week. I'm not sure Penrith are going to allow him to wheel and deal. I couldn't bring myself to back Cleary just at $4. I couldn't do it. But I've got to say, if Penrith's $1.68 and he's $4,
yep,
it's probably good value.
Yeah. I can I could make an argument that he's shorter than I can get him shorter than $4 and make him a bet. And one bloke that I definitely can make shorter is Cody Walker. You go through that South team, and I probably spent too much on it yesterday going through the Clive percentages, and how we try and do it is just work out what percentage each player is of winning it, assuming that their team's won the game.
Yes.
How many times do they win it out of 100 multiplied by the team's price to win?
So what have you got? If South won it, assuming if 100% of the time went to the winning team,
yep.
What do you have Cody Walker at? What, 30-odd percent or more?
More.
Really?
More. Really? Like, you look at some of that, and this is, it's very hard to get, well, not very hard, but the market doesn't tend to get the favourites short enough in these markets. You look at some of the players, like, how does Campbell Graham win it? How does Paulo win it?
You're right.
Mark Nichols.
But even to answer it this way, is if you went through the Dally M's, how many of Penrith wins did Cleary get the three?
Exactly.
How many of South's wins did likewise. Cody Walker get the three?
Mm. That's true.
I've got them off very similar marks in terms of the percentage that they take up for their respective teams.
Mm.
I make Cleary a very small bet. I make
you're right,
Cody
you know.
Walker a definite bet.
You know,
but it's tricky because
you know you're right. There's not many that can actually win this for South. Genuinely, like if Johnston scores four tries, they're going to be all off Cody Walker.
Yes. Yeah.
So, big game Dane maybe, but probably not going to do enough out in the centres. Campbell Graham's got the ability to come up with a try-winning tackle.
No, there's
not enough
centre or winger has ever won it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Jackson Paulo's not going to win it. Adam Reynolds could win it on sentimental values, but I don't think controlling a game is going to be enough. Cook could win it. Murray could certainly win it. There's probably half a dozen that could win it, and that's it. See, Tevita Totola has been magnificent since coming back. He's not going to win it.
Cookie could win it.
I've got Tom Burgess as an outsider.
Cookie can. But he's short enough in the market now. He's not running the ball anywhere near as what he was 2-3 years ago when he was winning man of the matches at Origin level and whatnot.
Whereas Penrith,
there's no Latrell in that market either.
Yeah.
So I can make a little argument for the rookie fullback.
Yes, I left him out of my names that can't win it because he can come up with a try assist and he is a storyline and storylines matter. But for Penrith, you've got the $4 favourite, but yet you could Dylan Edwards could win it. I know it's unlikely, but
I agree.
He could win it.
I agree.
Burton could win it. To'o could win it. I'll be having something on To'o. Luai could win it. He's getting back to his best. Corrissau could win it. Fisher-Harris could have 200 metres. It's possible. Kickout could win it. Capel has been... Look, there's more chances of Penrith players winning it in a Penrith win than South players in a South win. Would we agree with that?
Yes.
Okay, which means you're right, Sean, that Cody Walker at 650 is value, and I suspect he's at 650 to compare to Cleary's $4, A, because Penrith are favourites, and B, Walker on the big stage, still there are doubts.
Pope Benedict at Sportsbet, the trader, he's got a nice little angle here. He thinks that Capewell's a sneaky chance because if they are to win it, they need to shut down that brutal left side for South Sydney. And he's had a tremendous final series as well. I agree. Dylan Edwards at $34 is a bet.
Mm.
He's an absolute bet because what you know with him, like with Yeo, he's going to churn out big numbers.
Mm.
And if he jags a try and maybe a try saver, he's in the game.
Probably had his best game of his career last week.
Yeah.
Almost. He was enormous. And he's carrying injury as well. That might play into it. Don't think he can probably play better than last week, and he wasn't best on then.
Mm.
You know, it's hard to... Like, all those players can win it, but at what price can they win it?
No, exactly. I'm not saying that you should bet him, but what I'm saying is the Walker price stands out. Yeah. He's only going to win if South win. Well, if South win, he must have had a good game.
Yeah.
So $6.50 all of a sudden doesn't look too bad. All right, give me one selection of roughies or of non-favourites for the Churchill that you'll be having
what
something
What price do you want?
26 and above.
Okay.
I only want one, and it's Blake Taff.
Okay, very good. I think
we might have Capel at $26 as well. I could make an argument for him too.
I will take To'o.
I'll take Edwards.
I think Tottles are 34, Redwood's are 34.
Yeah.
All right.
Blake Taff potentially kicking goals as well.
Yes. Jeez, you're selling this. Mate, you're like that auctioneer who's on the Saturday Night News.
Actually, you know what? Tyle's a better bet for this reason, right? He's a better bet for this reason because they are human. The Australian selectors are the ones who choose the award, right? And there's a confirmation bias, isn't there? That you want to sort of almost back up your own opinion and selections. To'o, if he chooses to play for Australia, would walk into that team, wouldn't he?
Oh, look, now there's some conspiracy
But it's a human thing. Right. And I also think, conversely, that Appy Coruscant, with his misdemeanours, I think that won't will play it. A part in a 50-50 call.
Do you know, I was certain in 2016 that Fifita would be the best player, but I also knew they were not going to give it. He got into trouble, and he didn't. And Luke Lewis, I feel sorry for Luke Lewis because he was excellent in that game. But it's kind of, it's a Churchill to go, yeah, but Fifita was the best player.
Yeah.
But Lewis was great.
And Jonathan Thurston in 2015.
They will, Thurston.
Well, Thurston wasn't clear-cut Clive Churchill medalist.
Milford.
Oh, was, yes.
Jake Granville was
best. Jake Granville was best.
I thought
half-time.
He meant Thurston got in trouble. So I think that does count. That if a player, if the NRL doesn't want a particular player on stage to make the speech, does take that into account.
The hardest one they've ever had to serve out was Glenn Stewart. That was the hardest one from ever, wasn't it?
But he put up an irresistible case.
Yeah, of course he did.
Was that the Warriors game when he chip kicked from his own 20 to set up
2011? So Appy has to have a similar game, in my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. So take all that in mind. Where are we going next? Big win, little win. Now, this is the one that would really confuse me, gents. I love the grand final theory, Sean, that a team, once they get away, they really get away. And I could see that particularly for Penrith. But I don't know here. I really am lost. Where's the money going? And what are you fellas like?
Money split across the Penrith 1-12, Bunnies 1-12, and Bunnies 13+ is all split. And then there's a the worst backed is actually Penrith 13+, which is probably the only one I could be on. I, with that Penrith defence, I know you said when Cleary plays, it's like 8 points a game for the whole team, and it's getting lower. At what have they conceded the last few weeks? No, 3 tries or something? Right, yeah. 11.6 game points per game they're conceding. Well, Bunny's attack isn't what it is without Latrell in it.
The final series, they've conceded 4 tries. 3 off kicks.
Yeah.
One was a fluky bomb off Parramatta.
Defence is unbelievable.
Yep. Defence is incredible. Mm. And you know, we sort of... South only beat them by 6.
Did you
South played their absolute best.
Yeah. Yep.
Penrith did not. And it was only a 6-point game. That's the thing that I keep thinking. That's like 130 time form.
Oh, well, yes.
Once you hit that peak, I think that was South Sydney's peak.
Yeah.
They weren't at that peak against Manly. They didn't have to be.
No.
And I'm not sure they can get back up to that. I'm not sure. With Wayne Bennett, you never know, but I'm not sure.
And you also learn things from losses. So they pick up stuff from that game. They go, okay, well, we play that again. And junior coaches and all that do the same thing. Dan, you would have called Manly versus South?
Yes.
At 18 points to nil, did you think Manly were gone?
Oh, yes.
Did you?
Oh, absolutely.
See, I didn't.
That first half flattered. South.
I thought after 10 minutes this game's over.
They really? Were no
because Manly's forwards weren't making any dent on South.
But what Manly did, they completely hung themselves. They never got themselves into the game. But didn't you notice every time they crossed the half of South Sydney, which Penrith will do repeatedly this week?
Yeah, they look good.
They just about crossed the line every time.
Yeah, but the point is they weren't getting South were getting into Manly's territory at will.
Yeah, but it wasn't necessarily. It was from not completing. It was shitty offloads and knock. So when Kepi knocked the ball on in the first set, it put him completely off the bit. He goes off the field as well. The shots on goal, so to speak, right? They didn't have many shots on goal, Manly, but nearly every time they're up there, they crossed. Penrith will be up there. So back to that big win, little win. For that reason, I think the 360, I think it was 13+.
Yeah, I think I'm on that too.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced it's going to be a blowout, but yeah, that seems
if they get that first try... And not have that nervous start and welcome in the game, they might just really blow them away.
Well, see, the first try score is interesting because they're both pretty good starters. South, in particular, start hot usually. Mm. The game in round 23, remember, they started hot. They led Penrith 12-0. They came out of the blocks in the finals. Did they score the first against Penrith? I think they were on...
Penrith got that fluky... bat back.
Momorowski.
That's it. Oh, okay. But also last year there was a game where South scored first against Penrith in the prelim final. They started hot. So let's have a look at some first try scorer markets here. And these are the faces you would expect. Johnston, $8.50. I've got to tell you this, gents. I now have a first try scorer stats page in front of me. Johnston's only scored first try twice all year. Didn't that surprise you? Brian Tuttle, three times for Penrith. Stephen Crichton, three times. But they've had 11 different first try scorers, Penrith, and South have had 11 different first try scorers. What that suggests, there's value to be found. There is value to be found. But in a grand final and an origin, those big games, it tends to be
over
wingers
out wide,
yeah. and centres, but particularly wingers.
I've got some numbers for you, boys, on tries per position per player. So, of course,
this is what you were.
Yes. So,
scribbling.
The fullbacks in 10 years, this is over 10 years. So, clearly, there's been 20 fullbacks in 10 years. Seven of those fullbacks have scored
a try, not a first try. But
seven
a try.
Have scored a try. The left winger, 10 of the 20 have scored a try.
Really?
8 of the 20 left centres have scored a try. It goes through the floor on the right side. Only 6 right centres have scored a try.
Yes.
This is through the floor, this one. Only 4 right wingers in 10 years have scored a grand final try.
How many left wingers?
Both.
But how many left wingers? You said you left
10.
10 of the 20.
10 on the left, 4 on the right.
In other words, the left wingers for the last 10 years, if you're a left winger, you're a 50% chance of scoring a try compared to being a 20% chance of scoring as a right winger. Where the value is, and I've transported this into prices, the value, fullbacks, based on those history, the average fullback price should be $2.85.
Right, okay.
You're getting an average price of $4.25.
Yes.
The left centre, $3.30 is the price you're getting versus $2.50.
So that's Big Dane, Big Game Dane and Matt Burton.
Gagai and Burton are a bet. Taff and Edwards.
Okay. Can I say this? Matt Burton was not the centre of the year for the Dally M's. How Joey Manu was overlooked was a disgrace. Mm. A disgrace. I know they put in Justin Olam.
I'd have Burton over Olam.
No.
But Manu should have been
Manu
there.
Was the centre of the year. I'd have Olam. I'm not poo-pooing Burton. Mm. But, geez. Oh, well.
They got most of it right.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to argue.
Yeah.
I would have had Cam Murray as my lock, but they went with Yo, didn't they?
Yeah.
But that's 51-49 stuff. Yeah. No problem there. Can you get betting back? Can we start to... Can we get a vault? You know, can we put the votes in a vault?
Yes.
And we can bet on this bloody thing. Yeah. People can't be trusted, right? We know this. But can we at least...
It's not that hard.
It's not that hard.
No.
Anyway, we're not getting into Dally M. I banned Shug from talking about it in the foyer, getting the coffees before, so we're not going to go there. Just on the back on the try scorers, the issue for South, and this combination got found out last week against Manly and Moses Sully, Campbell Graham and Paulo on that edge,
yeah.
Susceptible.
Yes.
And that Penrith left is hot. If Kikau has anywhere near his big game with ball in hand, and he's likely to make an error or two in defence, but I can concede that for a big game with ball in hand, they could be in big trouble, especially when Benji's on the field as well, on that edge too.
It was interesting last week. They once again, South, went to the Benji, Reynolds, Walker trio.
Mm.
But teams don't tend to expose that the way they probably should. There's a defensive liability there to be found. Now, you touched on any time statistics. Let's bring up some any time odds, shall we? So, anytime try scorers here. Kick out, $3.60. Now, these are just randoms we picked. This isn't the order. Obviously, your Alex Johnstons, your Brian Tuttles, but the staff here have put together just some names. Shauno, that's yours. Keon Kalau Matangi, $8. You just said that's a name to look out for.
Is that mine, is it?
Is it? Is that the name
Piccolo Pete.
That's Pete. So who's the name you liked, Sean?
I said Appy. I can see him potentially just ducking out, ducking over from dummy half.
Well, he scored in round 23 against South, and he murdered
and
some
it's a little,
people's
it's
1
a little,
to 12 bet.
It was the pet play that got Cleary, that kick to Crichton, get Cleary in a dummy half, and away you go.
Yes.
Jeez, that was clever, because what they did there with the setup of that, it was two shots on goal.
Yep.
It was first, Appy have a crack, right? If that breaks down, Cleary jumps in. It was like him going for a dart was all part of the Cleary kick.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Mm. Who do you like there? What was the name that you picked out?
Look, I picked Kickow because the heat map, if you had a heat map of where tries are conceded for South, there, and you've already touched on this, that right centre position where Burton's going, where Kickow's going, is diabolical for South. It's almost 40 tries they've conceded there.
Yeah, I like Capel. It's on the other side, but I like Capel in big games, and he really does involve himself.
He's one of those players.
He scored 6 tries this year, so it's not as if he's
80 minutes, always the key.
Yes.
Usually with any times, and it doesn't feel like a big same game, multi game. This one, total's been inching down by the day, and if I had to guess one way or the other, it's going to be a bloody low scoring.
Well, see, are we certain of that? You are.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I could see this being a 28-18, even though Penrith's defence is magnificent. I could see this getting out just a little bit.
Souths have to have the same mentality as they did in week one of the finals. They can't, and they won a lot of games throughout the year with the Alex Ferguson mentality. We're just going to score more points here, doesn't worry. And it worked for them. But I think with Latrell now out, I don't think they've got that many points in them, and certainly not against. I just can't get past this record. This is something like 50 games now they're conceding less than 12 points a game.
Yeah.
It is mental. And the other thing is their attack hasn't been anywhere near it was earlier in the year either.
No.
So they've got their issues in attack. I just can't see where South's getting enough points to get this. The only concern would be if Penrith do run away with it late.
In your defence, 3 of the last 10... Only 3 of the last 10 grand finals have gone over 36.5. So they tend to be, Joel, low scoring.
Well, because they know the referees are going to want to shine for not being part of it. And they push the friendship, the coaches.
Who refereed Penrith Melbourne?
Jared Sutton.
Who's refereeing the grand final?
Exactly.
They know how to work Jerry Sutton over. Now, that doesn't mean Wayne Bennett can't do the same, but Penrith got away with murder in the ruck.
How slow! That was the slowest I've seen all year.
And you know what? That's beautiful for them that they worked it out in the first 5 minutes what they could get away with, and they just kept at it all day. I'm surprised Melbourne didn't slow it down just as much. Although they were pretty good.
To be fair, it is breaking the rules, the teams, but it made for a great game.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, this is what. Can we just spin back to 2019?
Yeah.
They're the rules that we need, all right? And we can fix out slow play the balls and whatnot with penalties. We can fix it.
Yeah.
That game. And to all these blokes would cancel Christmas if they could. They said that wasn't the best half of footy all
year.
Who
said that?
There was a few on Twitter. I won't name names. Just because there was a few errors. Like, errors happen in games of footy. It doesn't make it a bad game.
You want errors, because if there's no errors, it's just 5 tackles kick, 5 tackles kick. Yeah. You need errors to get the balance out of whack. A couple of other little things. Halftime, full-time double for those interested in that. 81% of grand final halftime leaders win. I don't know how that correlates with regular games, but 4 out of 5, if you lead at halftime, you win. 18 of the last 21. Only 3 second-half comebacks, effectively, in 21 years.
Do you know those off the top of your head? Probably Cowboys. Manly.
Brisbane Cowboys was close.
Yeah. 16-12 or something.
Something like that.
The Roosters come from behind?
I've got them here.
They may have come from behind.
Oh, here we go. Brisbane led Cowboys 14-12, 2015. I mean, that's hardly a second-half comeback, but...
The Storm lead?
2010, Sydney Roosters led 8-6 against the Dragons. Dragons blew them away in the second half. And 2004, I was at this game and I was blind drunk. Roosters led Canterbury 13-6.
Finchie kicked the field goal, didn't he?
That's right. And we're all at the game going, oh, we need to get that stat when a player kicks a field goal before half time. There is a theory that teams have a bad losing record when they do that, but Finchie did the right thing. Hazem scored 2 tries. One was dodgy, and he was held up for about half an hour, but they gave it to him. Canterbury, there you go. So they're the only 3 times, and all of those are relatively close at the break. I bring this up every year, and every year I'll have $20 on this. The halftime draw, 1976 was the last halftime draw in a grand final. Isn't that ridiculous?
10-all at halftime. This game 2 weeks ago.
Can I say this?
Make that what you will.
Extra time. $17 for this game. I know we all fear Penrith might run away with it.
If it went to extra time, who do you want to break the game at that stage? Like, Daly Cherry Evans is a master in that scenario. Do you want
just
Reynolds?
Just on that, I was vindicated with my Daly Ice Veins Cherry Evans, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Had a bit of a mare last week.
Yeah, he did. He had a mare final series.
Mm. Well, Cherry Evans is... useless is too strong a word, but if his forwards don't do anything for him, what can he do?
But he overplays his hand sometimes. Yeah. That's where Cleary... So you just got to get up that other end and let Turbo do his magic for him, I think. But anyway, it's easy to say now.
No, they made the top four. I think Tuso had something to do with it. Okay, it was Turbo's team, but he might have had something to do with this. And, oh, by the way, there's a market I love. I found it last night. The first try scorer, Clive Churchill, double. Just... That's like Christmas. If you can... I've got To'o and Johnston into some of my Churchill winners. You can pay the house off if you can collect on that. Anyway, let's take a break and we'll come back with our grand final best bets.
We have to go! We can't get back to the present to fix the past and save the future! All good, mate! It's just... We're still having our ball day!
Don't miss Sportsbet's new Bet with Mates. Start your group, bet together, and share in the moment. Bet with Mates, new from Sportsbet.
Welcome back, and in further proof that Kane and Ormerod are taking over the show, I came up with an idea over the weekend. I said, let's get celebrities on for guest tips, right? It takes a bit of work to do that.
But I've lost your black book.
That with the tobacco smell. You knew about the tobacco smell.
You could roll it up and smoke it.
But here's the point. I put out that idea. Now, the reason I put out that idea was because then you can put them in on a tweet at them and then they can retweet it. Because, see, my idea at Sportsbet is that we should be talking about our best bets, and that's how people... Well, the people at Sportsbet don't tweet that on our behalf. That's okay. That's their call. So I thought, let's get celebrities to we'll get them on the show. We'll say they're on the show. They'll retweet. Mm. We'll get more listeners.
When did you send this idea?
I reckon Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah. Might have been Saturday afternoon. I was a few sheets to the wind.
Thanks for all jumping in at once.
Oh, you got very precious, didn't you?
And then Joel's gone, oh.
2 hours after.
And then Joel's gone, oh, I love the idea. Yeah. Well, the idea's gone nowhere. But in true Kane and Ormerod fashion, we've got somebody. Yeah. What is this?
It's like the octopus. Remember the World Cup soccer? That's what we're going to do.
Right, so we're drawing names out of it. We're drawing things out of a hat here.
You're going to draw out the winning margin, Dan.
This better be bloody good. Okay.
Just choose one. Right.
Okay, this is great.
Don't reveal
radio
yourself.
Fascinating.
No, it's not fascinating. We'll be fascinating if it lands. Tell me when to stop, Shawnee.
Stop.
No, give me a count. Three. One.
Three, two, one. Stop.
Righto. Okay. The team has won by how many, Dan? 20.
You're in trouble.
Worst possible result.
I was cheering so hard for Penrith.
I'll be having a dollar on that just in case.
No, we're not doing one more. Yes. That's it. That was a stupid segment.
Well, they cut up that paper for that.
You made some work better.
Well, mate.
You know what we're going to do?
I'm going to have a dollar on that just in case it all goes pear-shaped.
I'm going to have a dollar on it too, but the staff is all going to pick one, and Sean, Kane and Ganane are all going to put $5 on them each as our thank you to them. I was going to say, let's take them to lunch, but we're Sydney. We're probably never, ever getting out of lockdown, so that's better. Best bets, please. And before we get your best bets, we better play the official opener. Unbelievable. How long did you make poor old Suze work on this? Look at it with the beautiful Calibri font.
No, it was brilliant.
Oh, for God.
Calibri.
Did you come up with that idea when you're in the spa on Saturday afternoon?
Probably.
I wish I could chart Joel Kane text to how warm the spa got on Friday. Early in the day, it was 36.5. There was one coming through. Then it got to about 37.5. There was 5 texts. By the time the spa hit 38, it was just a text.
If I'm having a few, just take this, please.
Was it a victorious night for the Kane family?
It was one of those days. Like,
there we go.
Petrarca wins the bloody norm. Everything was just going bang.
What about that? Now, I said I got everything up. I was wrong because I had the bond. And at halftime, he was even money. I thought, I'm home here. Yeah. I know nothing about this sport, but I know I'm in front.
It's a good exercise, whether it's Grand Final Origins, Norm Smith, just as you're watching, checking in the live betting.
Yes.
It's a fun exercise.
Yes. All right, Joel Kane.
Okay, my best bet. In 2013, Michael Jennings scored a try in a winning team. Avaa in 2014. Curtis Scott for the Storm, Latrell Mitchell, Justin Mulham, all left centres. And I spoke about the value for the left centres. I just think this kid, Matty Burton, scores. All year I could see him, that headgear crossing for a grand final try. $3.60 Panthers. I love that.
All right. Lovely. I love it, Sean, when he brings evidence with him. It's like
plus the poor right side of South Sydney.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
That's I like right. That. I like that edge, yeah. Mine, as I said, I don't really have an edge in the match betting or the line yet. If I was to have a guess, I reckon I'm going to be on Penrith, but it'll be late. But I don't think either way you could make an argument for either teams. Either team as it stands, I'd still want to be on the under, regardless of who I'm leaning with. This bet almost picks itself. 11.5 points per game, conceding Penrith not really scoring that many themselves, and I don't think South's attack will really put them under any pressure. I think that's a great bet. And go the alternates as well.
Yes.
The only worry is maybe a Penrith runaway win, which we do see in grand finals from time to time. But
even then, they could win 30-6, and that's a runaway, and it still gets under. So you've got just a little bit of scope to work with. Now, what I like about what we do, if I can give ourselves a wrap, is we're a touting service, but we don't tout everything. We're not 100% going to have behind all our tips. When we're not sure, we're honest, right? Mm. I'm not sure about this game. I really don't. I think Penrith will win, but I can't put any best bet love behind really anything. So I'm going to put, as I said, a little bit of money on the halftime draw because I can see this game being very tight. 6-all, 8-all, a halftime draw. I just like the odds. $8. And it's been 45 bloody years. At some point, there's got to be a halftime.
Come on, get it home.
There's got to be a... What about a halftime extra time? $8 into 17 double. That might be fat as well. But anyway, that's it. It's been a lot of fun.
Who did we settle on for our Clives? We gave our roughies, but who's... Because there's double markets for the Clive Churchill. So if you had to go Clive Churchill medal into 1 to 12 or 13 plus, which you can do with Sportsbet, the Clive Churchill double markets, I'm going to go Isaiah Yeo, Panthers 13 plus.
Well, I only like him purely because of the price. As I said, I'm probably going to be on Penrith, but Cody Walker at the moment I think is a great bet. But if he's to win, then South's won the game. So Walker, South's 1-12.
I will go just for the value, To'o into Penrith 13+. Cleary is the obvious standout.
And that points to him 13+, maybe scoring 2 or 3.
That's what I mean. And getting his customary 250 metres. Yeah. And the good thing about To'o is he's good from minute 1 to 80. It's not like he is explosive like Kikau. Kikau might do nothing for the first 50 minutes of the game, and you kind of notice that, whereas To'o, you're going to notice him all game. That's it, or have we got to do some form of tips to say farewell? I think we've given all our tips, haven't we? So against the line. All right. Yes, the line. I had my producer in my ear then telling me what I've forgotten to do. So
Panthers at the minus.
The whole purpose of this podcast is for us to give tips against the line. Yeah. You know the one thing I bloody forgot to do?
Yeah. Oh,
was to get
that,
the tip
we?
Against the line.
Yeah.
To me, Sean, you just who's going to win? That's who you take here in and against the line. I know it could be close, but a 3.5 Penrith for me.
I'm all sort of... contradictions today, but yeah, Penrith at the line would be my tip. Cody Walker, Clive, I'm all over the shop.
Clean sweep. Panthers.
You could... Yeah. Jesus.
Have we got the crow music here?
Have you got any saver bets on South? You've been investing.
No, I have.
Investing.
I've been backing horses to win into the Panthers to win the comp. Every bet I've had all year has been to the Panthers, so I have crushed... And I have
so
got
you're
a bit fruity.
So if Penrith win, you're taking the stuff. You're taking all of the South.
But what I've done, I got a bit fruity during the week. I had a double on the Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys to cover the line.
Yeah, good bet.
Into the Bunnies 1-12.
What are you doing? Hang on. What are you doing?
And you know what?
So I've
what
got
are
12
you...
start.
Now, I've just seen the amount you put on.
Yeah.
What are you doing dabbling in a sport you know nothing about?
It's already won for me.
Doesn't matter. That's not the point.
But he messaged me 2 days ago. He said he's hedging on Bunnies 1-12 getting too cute. And all I wrote back was way too cute. He's gone and done it anyway.
Yeah. Wow. I tell you what.
Yeah, so as long as
squeaky bum, squeaky bum time when, right at the end of the game when South Rapid.
You're taking us. You're taking the staff to Mr. Wong's or Rockpool. Does anyway, that still exist?
We'll see.
That's
come on,
it.
You Panthers.
Now, it has been a great year. The team behind the scenes work really hard, even like little things like this. That, you know, that takes forever. The brackets, the fun lights, all these little ideas that we throw up, and they love getting behind it. Alex and Suze and Pete and Cam as well, and
Alicia.
Alicia, who's she's not here today, but she was in as well. We don't know where we're going to be next year. We're going to be here as a podcast,
yes,
but we don't know what location. So we might lose a few people. We might gain a few. We don't know. We hope everyone that's here today is here for episode one next year. I suggest we could do banter every week because I want to get paid. But we will probably talk to you early next year. But it's been a fun year once again. It's a pleasure
Is there a talk we're doing a one after the grand final? Or has that been scuppered?
Oh, we'll see. If all the best bets win, then we might come back. If not, I'll see you next year.
Yes.
All right. Been fun. And next year, we'll have freedom and we'll be back to normal, but we'll be punting as normal as well.
Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you, Joel.
To all the listeners and the viewers, Dan.
Yes. Oh, KO. What a fun year it's been on KO, but also our audio people who have been with us right from the get-go. Thank you very, very much. And that is it. It's been a big 2021, and we'll do it all again in 2022. But the final words, Joel Kane.
Enjoy the grand final. Most importantly, gamble responsibly.